And this is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. More Colorado schools and districts scored higher in the state's annual report card. CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine has more.
The preliminary results show two-thirds of schools are in the top two performance ratings, a slight bump over the previous year. Ratings are mostly based on standardized test scores and graduation and college enrollment rates. For school districts, 55% earned one of the top two ratings, up 3 points from last year. The number of districts on the state's watch list for low performance increased slightly from 11 to 14. Many school officials have criticized the rating system as one that punishes schools with high numbers of students living in poverty. State lawmakers made changes to the accountability system this year that will take effect in the future. I'm Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
More apartments are coming to Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports permits for new construction are up almost 25% so far this year.
Builders have received permits to construct 7,000 apartment and condo units in Colorado. That's 1,300 more units than last year at this time, according to data from the Census Bureau. At the same time, there's a large decrease in single-family home permitting in the state. The increase in apartment construction mirrors a national trend away from single-family homes. Builders cite high mortgage interest rates for keeping people from buying homes. Rents have trended lower recently, but builders are confident that will change and rents will rise again as more people seek rentals. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
It's coming soon. Denver's 16th Street will fully reopen this fall. The city has spent more than 3 years and more than $170 million on construction to revitalize the strip and draw more people downtown. Denver will celebrate the opening day for the new and improved 16th Street on October 4th with live music and vendors. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.